Welcome to today's show. I am the coach, Michael E. Maiden, and your host. And I am reaching back in the past to bring you some oldies but goodies, starting with Johnny Damon, Carl Crawford, Jordan Dinks, Alex Gordon, and Adam Ingles. Enjoy. Johnny Damon, a blast from the past when he was a member of the Detroit Tigers.
Man here, Johnny Damon for the Tigers. How are we doing today?
Oh, things are great. We have a perfect day for a baseball game, and hopefully we could become victorious.
Johnny Damon, what has been the key to your success as a major league player?
Well, the biggest key for me is to be able to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. Playing a game that I love, playing it with a passion. You know, I'm playing it like I'm still a little kid. And when that goes away, that might be time for me to walk away from the game. But I'm having such a good time. I'm with a young club, so I'm kind of helping them, these kids, learn how to play at the major league level. And it's been a blast for me this year.
Mm-hmm. And when you say you keep yourself healthy, what are some of the elements that go into keeping yourself healthy?
Well, you have to work out hard. You have to eat well. You have to stay out of trouble. You have to do all those things so you prepare yourself to be better on the baseball field. And you know, I read a lot, I work out a lot, and so I have the knowledge and the strength and the body to withstand playing 162 games a year. So I've been fortunate, but you have to commit yourself.
And you've been, of course, a veteran player, as you say, mentoring these young players and been around. What are some of the keys to being successful on a major league level as far as hitting and fielding?
Well, the thing is, you're going to make so many outs during the course of the season. Mm-hmm. So you have to understand that. You can't mope. Like, if you're 0-for-3 and your at-bat comes up later in the game, that one at-bat could be the difference of your team winning or losing a game. So try to never get down on yourself. Always look at the positives in this game. And if you can do that, you're going to be so much better off than, you know, the kids who slam their bats or go out there and pouting. I mean, it's a competition. The pitcher is out there to get you out, and you're trying to get a hit. So you have many different factors of what is going to make you successful. The thing is, you can never get down.
And you've been successful on a major league level. I've always told kids that the key is having an opportunity.
Yeah.
What were some of the keys that prevailed itself for you as far as opportunity to play major league baseball?
Well, I put myself in a great situation coming out of high school. I was a straight A student, so I had college to fall back on, but I knew my dream was to go and play professional baseball. So I signed a deal with the Kansas City Royals, and they put me in their farm system for a couple years. Mm-hmm. And fortunately for me, I stayed out of trouble. Mm-hmm. I was playing well. Then I got the call to the big leagues, and I haven't taken a step back.
Well, see, I knew, man, you had something special. That was my first player scout job with the Royals.
Oh, okay. Very nice, yeah.
So now when you got drafted and you got that opportunity, what was that experience like for that young staff?
It was incredible. I mean, this was something that I wanted to do ever since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And for me to be able to do it and for me to be able to continue to do it, that's a dream come true. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thank God every day for letting me stay healthy and giving me the opportunity to show off my talents in front of all the fans.
So you remember that scout that drafted you?
Oh, yeah, Allard Baird. And he ended up being the GM for the Kansas City Royals, and now he works for the Boston Red Sox. And, he helped me along, and I helped him along as well.
And just this last question, when you got that call, you were going to the big leagues, and you walked in the locker room for the first time and saw your uniform hanging up in that locker room. What was that like?
Oh, it was incredible. But I think the most incredible thing was seeing all the big league players I had around me. I had Jeff Montgomery, I had Mark Gubazal, Tom Gordon, Greg Gagne, Gary Gaetti, and these were the guys I cheered for when I was a kid, and now I'm one of them. And I think that was what was very amazing.
That you wake up every day, ask yourself, is this really real?
Absolutely. I mean, and now when these young kids get called up nowadays, they tell me, well, I've been rooting for you ever since they were kids. So, and then one day there are going to be some young kids who go up to them and tell them the same story.
The coach take you behind the scene with the man for Detroit. Appreciate it.
All right, my pleasure.
Thank you.
A blast from the past. Classic Major League Baseball interviews.
Carl Crawford, a blast from the past. Enjoy this one.
And welcome back to Talk to Me with the coach, Michael E. Maiden, as I'm down on the field visiting one of the up-and-coming stars of the game, Carl Crawford.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. How you doing?
Just fine.
Yeah.
You're one of the up-and-rising stars of the game. What's behind Carl Crawford?
I'm from Houston, and, played baseball all my life pretty much, and, got a chance to make it to the major leagues at a young age, and just been trying to take advantage of every opportunity given to me, and so far I've been able to do that.
So what's some of the preparations that go into your routine for the
game? Just come to the field early, try to get the body loose, stretch, get rubbed down, do my little agility workouts and stuff like that. Just pretty much trying to get everything loose and get the mind preparation, try to see who's on my face that day and stuff like that.
So a youngster, start a game, hitting major league pitching. I mean, how tough is it to hit major league pitching?
Oh, it's really tough. You got a ball coming at, 90, 95 miles per hour. You got to try to square it up. So, it's real tough. You got to focus, have good hand-eye coordination, and, just really understand what you're trying to do up there.
I used to coach college ball, and I scouted for 5 major league teams. And I tell those youngsters, on this level, the only difference between college and high school is everybody's good, mm-hmm. the game is quicker, mm-hmm. and it's a mental game.
Yeah.
How do you prepare yourself for that mental part of the game?
Oh, well, like I said, you want to know what you want to do as far as, like, who you're facing that night. You got pitches the next day. You want to watch film on him, know his tendencies in and out, and just know what you're trying to do. So, with all that said, you just try to run that through your head over and over and make a routine for you and hope that, you can just go out there and play without thinking as much.
And, again, being a scout, I always tell kids about having an opportunity. So let's take us back and find out what Carl Crawford, what did your opportunity come to put yourself on the map with the scouts?
I went to play summer ball, like most kids did, and got in front of a few scouts and was able to do well in front of them. And, next thing you know, they started coming to my high school game. So, at the early age, I was on the scout, AU team. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was able to get on one of those teams, and, I just took advantage of the opportunity.
So you just got out there and showed out, in other words.
Just tried to. Just tried to do whatever I could, to make them come watch me play.
So did you know when you was in high school that you was going to play big leagues one day?
Well, I didn't know for sure, but I hope, I hope. And I ended up getting drafted out of high school. I didn't go to college, so, it worked out. It worked out fine for me.
So how was that role coming through the minor leagues?
It's tough. The minor leagues is not – it's built to be tough. It's built to weed out the weak. So, it was a grind, but, everybody goes through it. And once you get through that point, you're pretty good.
All right, again, for that youngster out there, let's take us back. You drafted out of high school. How many years you play in the minor leagues?
I played 3 seasons in the minor leagues, and made it to the major leagues when I was 20 years old. And, I haven't been back since, so, it's been good for me.
So you got that call to the big leagues. What was that like?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was something that you dreamed about the whole time, and, you never know when it's going to come, and when it finally comes, you're just so excited. You don't know what to do. You're full of emotions, and, you're just happy that they finally called you up.
Uh-huh. You remember the scout that drafted you?
Doug Gossaway. I don't know where he's at now.
I was going to ask if he's still on your Christmas list.
Nah.
Okay.
We didn't talk too much.
So for that youngster out there that has that ambition of playing college ball, what would you say to him as far as his work ethics?
I just say you got to work extremely hard. You got to, do the little things, take a bunch of swings, practice on your defense. Just do anything you can that you think will make you better. Do that every day and, keep that drive and like what you do, and you should be fine.
So you got to eat, drink, and sleep the game.
Pretty much, you know. That's what you want to do. I don't know too many guys up here who don't.
The coach taking you behind the scene with one of the up-and-coming stars of the game, Carl Crawford.
All right. A Blast from the Past, Classic Major League Baseball Player Interviews with the coach, www.blastfromthepast247.com.
Once again, classic interviews from past and current Major League Baseball players and coaches. As Jordan Dinks shares his road to the big leagues with the coach.
We ready?
Let's do it.
Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Reed Maidenus. We're on the road today with the man, J.D., Jordan Dinks. How we doing?
We're doing good. How about yourself?
Just fine. Well, you got upstaged a little bit by Paul Konerko, unexpected press conference over there, but the coach found his way over to you. We're coming to the end of the Major League season. Can you kind of reflect back over the season as a whole?
I mean, really, this is one of those seasons you kind of want to just put behind us. Really, we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel and ready to, you know, prepare ourselves in the off season for spring training and hopefully get a fresh start next year.
And you get big league by Hector.
Always, man. Hey, this is get out of here.
So, I mean, you know, again, season was a little bit of a downer, but I mean, you've come on strong lately with the bat. I mean, are you trying to make a statement that you want to be here next year?
I mean, just taking advantage of opportunities. You know, when you do get regular playing time, get in there and show them what you got. And so I'm not trying to do too much, just trying to put the bat on the ball, and, you know, things have been working out for me.
What are some of the difference adjustments from last year to this year, from early part of the season to this point in the season that you have to make?
I think really it's just experience. I mean, the more you play, the more you learn. And, you know, you got guys like Konerko, like you said, he just, you can pick his brain. He's been here so long that, you know, you got a question, he's pretty much got an answer for you. But, you know, main thing is just experience. You know, you gain confidence every time you step out there. It's not so much like you're worried about who's pitching today. It's just, you know, you're like, how am I gonna defeat this guy, or how am I gonna, you know, what's he got and what's his tendencies, and, you know, how would I get myself out if I was him? So, really, it's just you know, little things like that.
Hmm. I know a lot of the guys that come up rookie year, or they freshman year, if you want to call it that, get a little bit of time under their belt the second year, and then you come back for the third season, but there's still that insecurity of the fact that you don't know if you're going to be on the team, you got to make the team. I mean, at what point do a player just relax and go out there and say, this is my game, it should be good enough?
I mean, I don't really know if there's any point in time for that. You know, I've reached a point where it's just sort of like, you know, it's, you know, it is up to me, you know, to go out there and perform and take advantage of opportunities. But you know, in the end, it's generally their decision. So, you know, all you can worry about is you know, yourself and making sure you're prepared and you're playing hard every day and, you know, leaving it all on the field. That's pretty much all you can do.
So, I mean, do you feel that you've made a big enough impact that you're pretty, I don't want to say earned a spot on the team, but in good position to be one of those outfielders when they're looking at the team for next year?
I mean, I hope so. You know, that's the ultimate goal. Is just, you know, I feel like they've gained a lot more confidence in me, being able to, you know, throw me in. Not so much as just a pinch runner anymore, but, you know, if they need a lefty bat, then, you know, they've called on me a couple times. And so, you know, I think they're becoming more confident in me, and you know, that's pretty much all I can ask.
You know, we've been picking some of these guys' brains about what it's like coming up through the minor leagues, and, you know, Josh, tell me about a pillow fight you and him had a while back. Say it ain't so.
Oh, man. I think Fags and I have been roommates. We were actually roommates in Charlotte this year and roommates on the road as well. And you know, anytime I can get under his skin a little bit, you know, we were playing Xbox, and then his wife called, and I'm like, hey, tell her you'll talk to her later, you know? Like, I'm ready to play. This is our downtime right now, you know? And he would get off the phone, and so I, you know, I got picked up a pillow. I was just like, man, this is what you get. So I kind of forgot about that. I'm glad you brought that up, but yeah.
See, I told you, he's not different in the big leagues. Same stuff going on as in college.
We got our own rooms up here now, so.
Oh, so you got to sneak in while you're not there.
I got to find out what room he's in. I'll take my pillow over there next time.
For sure. Coach, tell your youngsters behind the scenes with the man J&J. You got two J dinks on this team.
Appreciate it.
Right, you got it.
Well, it wouldn't be a blast from the past if we didn't have Alex Gordon getting in on the action as he talks about his time with the Kansas City Royals. A blast from the past with the coach.
Man for the Royals, Alex Gordon. How we doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks
just fine. Well, I mean, we want our youngsters to know about the stars of the game, so we can't leave you out. So we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes of what it's like being a major league ball player. So, I mean, you got a great career going for yourself. I mean, what's the experience been like for you?
Well, the whole experience, I mean, this year's been great because, you know, obviously last night we clinched a playoff spot, so.
You had to get that with it, you know?
Yeah. You know, don't talk about the negative.
Oh, there you go.
Negative years. Yeah, bring up, you know, this year. So, yeah, it's been great. You know, throughout my career, there's been a lot of ups and downs, but, you know, through it all, you know, I've tried to stay the same guy. Whether I'm doing well, doing bad, team's doing good, team's doing bad, just try to be that same person day in and day out, and I think that helps with, you know, gelling in the clubhouse, guys, you know, giving you that respect, just as far as how you approach your business.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of youngsters watch you guys play, and they don't realize the wear and tear of a 162-game schedule on you guys' body. I mean, how gratifying is it at the end when you clinch a playoff berth?
Very gratifying. Physically and mentally, this game can be very challenging at times. And, you know, when you get to the end of the year, when you're fighting for something like we are, mm-hmm. It makes it a lot easier to come out here and work and get up for a game, you know, playing a Major League Baseball game. So it's a long season. You got to know how to handle your body, treat your body, make sure you're feeling healthy, feeling good, and ready for each and every game.
But I used to coach college baseball, and I scouted for five major league teams. And one of my first paying jobs as a scout was with the Royals.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was a special place in my heart to see you guys clinch.
Yeah, I mean, it meant a lot to a lot of people. I know that for sure. 29 years is a long time with loyal fans not be able to make the postseason. So, I know a lot of fans here were excited, and I'm sure back home in KC, they're going pretty crazy, too.
So let our fans know a little bit about AG. I mean, where did you grow up at?
I grew up in Lincoln, Nebraska, actually not too far from Kansas City. Grew up watching the Royals play and traveling and seeing them play. So, you know, it's really been a dream come true to, you know, be drafted by the Royals and be close to home where I can spend time with my family and friends coming out to see me, you know, all the time. So, been very fortunate in my career to be where I'm at, and I try not to let, you know, a day go by where, you know, I'm not doing everything I can to stay on the field and play this game that I love.
So when you were younger, did you have that dream that you was going to play in the big leagues one day?
Yeah, I grew up playing baseball. I had three brothers. We all played together. Family was, you know, all about baseball. So, you know, from day one, you know, I knew that this was, you know, what I wanted to do. And, you know, I think it was like first or second grade, they'd always ask you, you know, what you wanted to be when you grew up. And, you know, I said a Major League Baseball player, and they kind of chuckled, but, you know, I was being serious. So it worked out.
So, I mean, what did it take, and when did those doors begin to start opening up for you?
Well, you know, the doors started opening up in high school. I played all the time, high school ball, summer baseball. So I was always active with baseball. And in high school, that's kind of when, you know, it started taking notice where scouts were coming to watch me play, and I knew that this could be an opportunity, and was fortunate to get a scholarship to go to Nebraska play, and then get drafted by the Royals with the second pick my junior year. So it just worked out perfectly, but it was a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication to get where I'm at, and I'm still doing it now.
So you must have been the man out there, huh?
Some days, yeah. I've had my moments, but like I said, I always try to be the same guy. So whether things are good or things are bad, I try not to let people see it in me or know that maybe I'm struggling or anything like that.
So let me give you these last two questions. I know you got to get your mind ready for the ball game. When you got that call that you were drafted, I mean, what was those emotions, those feelings like?
It was pretty cool. It was a fun experience. I was at the university and we were playing baseball. Actually, we were hosting Miami for a Super Regional, so I was actually at practice getting ready for the weekend series against Miami, and the draft was going on. I had my brother up in the stands listening to the draft, and he shouted and said, number two pick. So that's how I found out, and obviously everyone stopped and congratulated me, but I was at work practicing when I got drafted.
And then when you got that call for the very first time that you had made it to the big leagues and you walked in that locker room for the first time and saw your uniform, what was that feeling like?
That was great. Just a lot of hard work put into it, and finally got to that point where, you know, it happened. So it was a start, and I knew that there was still a lot to be done. And I think yesterday was, you know, kind of one of those points where it's like, you know, this is what all the hard work's about. You're celebrating it with your teammates and finally getting to the postseason. So hopefully we can have fun with it and enjoy it and make something happen.
Well, maybe I drive to Kansas City for World Series this year. Maybe I have some place to stay. I want a good hotel.
Hey, once you make the playoffs, anybody can win it. So that's our mindset.
Coach, take your youngsters behind the scenes with the man, Alex Gordon. All right, appreciate it.
Talk to me with the coach, Michael E. Maiden, a blast from the past, as we take you back and share with you some of Coach Maiden's best interviews that include past and present Major League Baseball players. www.blastfromthepast247.com.
Well, as we wrap up this action for the day with the man, Adam Ingles, Chicago White Sox.
A Blast from the Past, Classic Major League Baseball Player Interviews with the Coach, www.blastfromthepast247.com.
I hope you are enjoying the show. And make sure you tune in for the next show. And visit our website, blastfromthepast247.com. That's blastfromthepast, the number 247.com, for upcoming events. And click the link to follow us on Facebook, A Blast from the Past with Classic Major League Interviews with the Coach, Michael E. Maiden. Until the next show, peace out.